these babies, as we understand from the ministry, have had underlying conditions, and some samples were taken from those babies, and some bacteria were found. So now it's unclear if the cause for the death were linked to the bacteria or the underlying condition.
So what assistance is the WHO providing to the hospital? And do you have any other concerns for any other hospitals or health centres as a result of this outbreak?
So the WHO is working very closely with the Ministry of Health and Medical Services, and we have a long-standing partnership with them. So we got a request for assistance from the Ministry of Health, which we answered to. And we are currently mobilizing an international team of experts on infection prevention and control, antimicrobial resistance and epidemiology, so we can have a more detailed assessment of the situation and some recommendation. We have also worked in the past on the Fiji National Action Plan and Operational Plan on Antimicrobial Resistance. So Fiji has a plan that they are implementing to against antimicrobial resistance and to address this issue, which, as you know, is not specific to Fiji, but is a worldwide issue.
And what role can the Fijian public play in helping to stop the spread of these kind of strains and prevent these outbreaks? What kind of message do you have for them?
In this particular case, I think the key message is that people should seek advice from the health system. And when they are given a treatment for an antibiotic treatment, the decision first should be made on a case-by-case basis by the healthcare provider. People should not self-medicate, and they should follow the full course of the treatment. And I think that's very important to pass that message to patients, that they have to follow the advice from the healthcare provider and really take the full course of treatment. That's how we can. I mean, that's one of the measures to prevent the emergence of antimicrobial resistance, or to prevent it, yeah.
And as these drug-resistant strains become more prevalent, you mentioned that it's not just Fiji experiencing this, but around the world. Where do you think the challenges lie for Pacific countries in being able to effectively tackle them? Are they at any kind of disadvantage, or is this something that all regions around the world are going to struggle with equally?
Well, these germs, which are resistant to a number of antibiotics, are, as I mentioned, common around the world. Of course, an outbreak is always an unusual event. But to try and answer your question, the health systems in the Pacific are facing different challenges compared to more developed countries. But these germs are also found in health systems in more developed countries. But the health systems in the Pacific are, facing different challenges in terms of funding, human resources, and different other issues. So it may be more difficult in the Pacific.